Unit 1. Communication. When we hear the word communication, we often think of words and grammar. We may have an image of people passing words and meaning back and forth, like throwing a ball back and forth. Our communication, though, is much more than that. It includes something called paralanguage, which adds color to our spoken communication.Paralanguage includes stress, volume, pitch, intonation, rhythm, tempo, speed, and flow. Without these things, our speaking becomes flat and colorless. We also communicate with expressions on our faces and through gestures and body movement. These types of body language are known as nonverbal communication. To communicate well,People must share the same or a similar language and, at least partly, understand each other's cultures. Even regional differences in a country can cause two speakers to misunderstand each other due to differences in dialect or culture. Think about the regional dialects and cultural identities of people in Aomori, Kanto, Kansai, and Kyushu.There are about 6,500 languages in the world today. Language gives us the ability to do so many things, including sharing our thoughts, opinions, and feelings. We can make new friends, negotiate, tell jokes, write stories, tell lies, share secrets, and get people to do things we want them to do. We can also talk about the past and future, something animals cannot do.In addition to speaking and listening, humans have the ability to write and read. Writing became popular thousands of years ago when civilizations became more advanced. The ability to write gives us the power to share knowledge. It also lets us communicate with people in the future. Communication has changed greatly over the last 20 years. Technology has changed the way we communicate on a daily basis.We now send email, chat, text, share on social networks, and do so much more. We do research on the internet and gain information as well as entertainment from the various forms of media, including computers, TV, and movies. Our ancestors would be shocked to see the different ways we communicate today. Just imagine what your great-great-grandfather would think if he could see you on your computer or smartphone.